Ezekiel chapter 22. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Now, son of man, will you judge? Will you judge the bloody city? Yes, show her all her abominations. Then say, Thus says the Lord God, The city sheds blood in her own midst, in her time, that her time may come, and she makes idols within herself to defile herself. Does that sound like an easy message? Is that an easy message to proclaim or to repeat? We were kind of faced with a weird situation in our family this week. As many of you know and have been praying, Shelly's sisters are all lost. And they're not just, they're not just like neutral and lost. They're very much on the other side. In fact, two of them consider themselves priestesses of one of them New Age and another one astrology and goddess worship. They're teaching other people how to do that. So it's very, they're very active in that area. And so Shelly's mom in a little group chat kind of revealed how she felt about some stuff. And then one of Shelly's sisters chimed in and, tried to make it sound like, hey, we all believe the same thing, right? And then they all celebrated. And Shelly felt really convicted about that. She said, we don't believe the same thing. Like, I don't believe anything like that, and it's not the same, and they're not leading to the same place, and what do I do? Do I just sit here and not say anything ever? Or do I tell the truth? Now, that's something we can all relate to, amen? And it takes a lot of spiritual discernment to know when, to know how much. How do we go about it? And so she did. She opened up her mouth, so to speak, when writing, and she wrote a response, and it became very unpopular very quickly. But she just basically said, we don't all believe the same thing. I'm sorry. And our Bible tells us this, and this is absolute. And it became, it became a real offense to her younger sister, who now is in Costa Rica learning how to go deeper in this demon worship. Let's just face it. They're not equal. It's demon worship, folks. It's either of God or it's of demons. There's nothing in between. And for us to sit around and act like we're going to sing kumbaya together somewhere, guys, it says here that if you shed blood and make idols, God's not okay with it. So, like, how do we handle this? How do we live in such a culture? It's hard. Well, it's impossible. We're really going to need God to be able to do it. And we're going to need his discernment and his wisdom. And just because it didn't make everybody happy don't mean she did the wrong thing. Sometimes we do the right thing and it makes people unhappy, right? What's God telling Ezekiel? He's saying, you're my prophet and this is what you need to say. And there's more. His message is a lot more complete than that. Ezekiel had to do some weird stuff as a prophet. I don't know if you guys have read through Ezekiel very much, but the prophets of their day had to act out a lot of this stuff. And I mean, it was strange, but like it was to make a point, to paint a word picture. And so let's continue to read in verse 4. You have become guilty by the blood which you have shed and have defiled yourself with the idols which you have made. You have caused your days to draw near and have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I have made you a reproach to the nations and a mockery to all countries. Those near and those far from you will mock you as infamous and full of tumult. Look, the princes of Israel, each one has used his power to shed blood in you. You know what some of that blood he's talking about? Blood of the infants. They were rolling their babies into fires as sacrifices. He wasn't okay with it. He never was. Jeremiah talks about it as well. He talks about the blood was on their skirts of the ladies because they were endorsing it, going along with it. He goes on to say, in you they have made a light of father and mother. In your midst, they have oppressed the stranger. In you, they have mistreated the fatherless and the widow. Does any of this sound familiar to anybody? You know something I learned about Anthony Fauci this week? Do you know that at one point in the late 80s, early 90s, he was testing some AIDS drugs, and do you know who he was testing them on? Over 500 orphans that were living in orphanages. And do you know that 29% of them died from the medications he was forcing on them? Do you think our country should be following Anthony Fauci? Folks, I'm talking facts. He used his power to kill people. That's upsetting to me. And it's like you don't ever hear about it. Nothing ever gets done about it. You know why? Because their authorities are using their power to kill people too, in a sense. So we need to pray that we can be taken out of that cycle. We need to understand the times that we are in, because you see, God's no more happy with it today than he was then. We continue to read on. It says, made light father and mother in verse 7. You know, that's another thing that keeps going. I want you to know, if you are a father or a mother, no matter what age your children are, no matter how, guys, that is the highest calling that there ever was. We are blessed with the responsibility of passing on the faith to our children, and yes, it's our responsibility to do everything we can to try to do that and to help each other do it, to hold up other parents in this process as well. Not to try to, you know, subvert them or to make light of their position in the midst. They have oppressed the stranger, and you have mistreated the fatherless and the widow. Verse 8, you have despised my holy things and profaned my Sabbaths. In you are men who slander to cause bloodshed. In you are those who eat on the mountains in your midst. They commit lewdness. In you, men uncover their father's nakedness. In you, they violate women who are set apart during their impurity. One commits abomination with his neighbor's wife. Another lewdly defiles his daughter-in-law. And another in you violates his sister, his father's daughter. In you, they take bribes to shed blood. You take usury and increase. You know what usury is, right? It's like really high interest. They would loan money to somebody who was like desperately in need, and then they'd be like a loan shark. It kind of sounds like these payday loan places, doesn't it? 500% interest? Does that sound okay to anybody around here? My goodness. Yeah. So, and it goes on to say, in you they take bribes to shed blood, to take usury and increase. You have made profit from your neighbors by extortion and have forgotten me, says the Lord God. Behold, therefore, I beat my fist at the dishonest profit which you have made, and at the bloodshed which has been in your midst. Can your heart endure? Can your hands remain strong in the days that I shall deal with you? I, the Lord, have spoken and will do it. So are we going to beat God? Are we going to win if he's against what we're doing and we won't change? Absolutely not. I will scatter you among the nations, disperse you throughout the countries, and remove your filthiness completely from you. You shall defile yourself in the sight of the nations. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. What is it that he's wanting? He's wanting to be recognized as the Lord, right? That's basically the long and the short of it. Here's my thought on it. The reason why I bring this before you today is because I think we are ripe for a revival. He wants to be seen as the Lord, and we're seeing what it looks like without him. And I think there's many people that their hearts are being turned to God right now. And so I want to take heart in that time. I want us to become partakers of making that our main thing. Just like this couple made it their main thing to move to Mozambique 17 years ago. I want it to be our main thing to win our neighbors. To be a good witness, a truthful prophet witness within our community and within our families. It's a daily thing. It's not a one home run and we're done thing. This is a daily thing. This battle will be won through faithfulness and obedience to Christ. And as we do, God does what he does. But you see, he's talking to them about what they do. And I think that people are sick and tired of seeing some of the things we've been seeing. And we're realizing we're not all going in the same direction. Pray for the court that they will make a right decision. But also pray for our community outreach right here in Potosi, Missouri, with Caring Hearts, that we will help people appreciate and value those children. Pray for our schools to not work against the parents who really want to do well with their parents or with their children, but that we can work together. Pray for the parents who need to just wake up and get off the drugs and start taking care of their children. Let's try to help them in whatever way we can as well. Pray for the children that really don't have a lot of guidance, that the church can step in whatever way we can to help that process. But in whatever way we can, we'll reach out to the families as well, right? And because we want the nations to know that he is the Lord. This is a prime opportunity for the church to really shine and show what the Lord is like. And he goes on in verse 17. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. They are all bronze, tin, iron, and lead in the midst of the furnace. They have become dross from silver. Therefore, thus says the Lord God. You know what dross is? That's the part you get rid of. We don't want to become the part he wants to get rid of, right? And he says, therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have all become dross, therefore, behold, I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. As men gather silver, bronze, iron, lead, and tin into the midst of the furnace to blow fire on it, to melt it, so I will gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. Yes, I will gather you and blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in its midst as silver is melted in the midst of a furnace. You shall be melted in its midst. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my fury on you. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. That's what led me to these verses tonight, because we talked about what happens when the priests don't bring glory to God. And you know, those prophets are right in there with it. What happens when the prophets aren't worried about bringing glory to God and they're just not telling their own story? They're just saying it how what'll make people feel good. But they're not really saying what God's saying. You know, what happens is then the people don't have a compass anymore. They can't see where due north is. You know, I kind of got a feeling that Ezekiel didn't go, boy, thanks God for giving me this message to take to everybody. I feel really comfortable. This is going to make them feel really good today. It wasn't like that. But he had a burning in his bones that he must do what his father had told him to do because it was right. And so he says, her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have distinguished. They have not distinguished between the holy and unholy, nor have they made the difference between the unclean and the clean, and they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Man. I skipped a part of verse 25. We'll back up. So there's a conspiracy of her prophets. Again, verse 25, in her midst is like a roaring, tearing lion, tearing the prey, that they have devoured my people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean, and they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Do you know what that word profaned means? It's like made common. It's like secularized is the way I would maybe look at it in our culture today. It's like, let me put it in today's terms. The church started looking like the world. And it was hard to distinguish God from what we would expect of just people. Do you see that happening in maybe in some of the mainline denominations today? And unfortunately, it creeps into every denomination, if we're not careful. What we need is for people, everyone who handles the Word of God, to take heed and to be serious about it and to be truthful. In verse 27, her princes in her midst are like wolves, tearing the prey to shed blood, to destroy people, and to get dishonest gain. Her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and dividing lies for them, saying, "Thus says the Lord God," when the Lord had not spoken. The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they wrongfully oppressed the stranger. Verse 30, so I sought for a man among them who would make wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Therefore I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God. He searched for one, and he found none. I want to praise God that Jesus stands in the gap for us today. He's the real one. He stands in the gap for us, and everybody who comes under His grace, you're safe in Him. So don't live in fear. And you know what? Just like we talked about this morning, He went back to heaven. And He gave us instructions what to do while He's gone. And now He wants us to stand with Him in the gap. He did what none of us could do, but He left us to do what He is doing right here, right now, today. We don't do it in our own strength. We don't try to do it of our own accord. We don't even try to make up the plan. We should seek Him daily, and we should be standing in the gap with Him on behalf of the people. Do you know, just going back to this one, this is just one thing. There's a lot of things. I know you know the name of your president of the United States, right? Do you pray for him? He needs it. Do you stand in the gap for that lost loved one? Do you pray for him? Do you pray for the Supreme Court? Do you know their names? Praise God. Pray for them by name. They're people. And I'll tell you what, they're flawed people. They're probably pretty insecure people, because most people, let's just say all people are insecure, okay? We all want somebody to love us. Okay? They're scared. You think they ever feel fear? Boy, if we rule like this, there's going to be a whole lot of people mad at us. I got a feeling it controls more decisions than what you might think. Pray for them. Don't despise them. We've already determined that Ms. Sotomayor probably isn't all that intelligent just in and of herself, if she don't know that the baby is really a person, right? So let's pray for her. God will open her eyes. God opened my eyes one night. God could open her eyes. He might even use her and she don't even know what's happening. You know, He's big enough to do that. That's just one thing. What about marriage? What about gender? What about these real pillars? You see, I'm going to be talking about marriage next week whenever we come together for Malachi. Guys, I'm going to tell you, that's the bedrock of society right there.
That's it. And man, we've allowed it to get majorly tampered with, right? Right under our noses. Let's pray that God will help us stand in the gap and reestablish what marriage should look like. You know the best way we do that? It's by having good marriages right here. Even if we come from a background where maybe we blew it once. Maybe we blew it twice. Maybe we may be in the process of kind of blowing it right now. Let's just repent and say, God, help me do it right from this point forward. Help me to actually follow your book and make this thing look like you want it to look like instead of what the world keeps saying. Let's lead. Let's be in standing in the gap, because I'm going to tell you, I think if we don't change, God judges nations on earth, and we are ripe for judgment. We are seeing his lifting of his protective hand off of us right now. But I am hopeful, because I believe it's helping wake people up. People in the church. Now, what are we going to do about it? Well, first of all, let's pray more. Let's pray together more. Two or more, right? However that happens, you know, our prayer chain, it's awesome. Keep it up. It's making a difference. I know it for a fact. Have you ever seen your prayers that you've prayed together actually happen? Isn't that awesome? It's such a reassurance, you know? Keep praying. Keep praying at 3 o'clock every day that God will overturn this nightmare in our nation of this abortion crisis. It's a crisis. It's a Holocaust. I want to be happy as much as the next guy, but I can't ignore that and step over it for my happiness. It's happening. We've got to realize it. We have got to take responsibility for it, and we need to take it to the throne of God every day. Keep doing it, because God's doing something. Let's continue to also cry out to him for the way that the fatherless and the widows are being treated. Guys, it's still God's heart. Read James. Good and perfect religion is this: remember the widow and orphan in their distress, and keep oneself unspotted from the world. Let's stand in the gap with Jesus. Praise God he came. We're coming up on the Advent. You know, this is the season where we're thinking about Jesus coming. Yeah, you know, there's always the discussion. What date was he actually born on? I'm going to say, it doesn't matter. We're going to celebrate it on the 25th of this month. Let's just celebrate it, okay? Let's be thankful. If he wanted us to know the exact date, he would have told us. But he didn't. But we're going to celebrate it on a day, and it's going to be December 25th. And so praise God that we get to celebrate it. We've got a lot to celebrate. We do have a mess in our nation. But guys, I'm going to tell you, with Jesus, we are the answer out of this mess. Pray for your brothers and sisters that take up positions in Congress and in different places of decision making. Pray for your brothers and sisters that work in the local school. It's hard for them every day, and I'll tell you, sometimes it gets really foggy. That's what I've talked to Christians that like go to Washington, D.C. and go to these different state capitals to serve in these positions. They say, you wouldn't believe how foggy. It seemed so clear whenever I ran for office, but as soon as I got up here, it was like there's this fog. Everything is so hard to tell who's behind what and what their real motives are and stuff. We need your prayers, they say. Let's pray for them. Make you a list at home if you need to of all these different legislators and people in high positions and people in places of authority, right down to your local school board members. Pray for them. You know, I just found out the other day, Amanda Ward is a school board member at Kingston now. We need to pray for her. She's a member of our church that we haven't really been seeing very often, but go see her. She lives on Miller Road. They're putting in a new trailer. They're under a lot of stress, and a lot of things are going on. She lost her dad, they're still really discouraged about that. Stop by and say hi. They have never told me not to stop again. They love it whenever we stop. Don't be afraid to stop and just, you know, if you want me to go with you the first time so you know the exact place, I'll go. They would love to see you. They feel loved by that. Continue to pray for them.
She has twins growing inside of her right now. I wasn't given clearance to tell that, but I'm just going to do it anyways. Okay, I'm good then. I was sworn to secrecy whenever I was first told, but that was a long time ago. I figured it was probably slipped out by now. Pray for her to carry these babies to full term. How awesome, right? How awesome. More babies. Woo! Just need to keep praying for our nation, guys. Don't stop. God's saying if he'd have found one, things could have been different. Well, he's got the one in Christ, and we're with him. So let's keep standing in the gap. I believe great things are about to just unleash. Boy, Satan's going to do everything he can to make it look darkest before the dawn. So let's not get discouraged in these days. God bless you all. I praise God that I'm part of this church, because this is a church that is filled with faith. And we need to continue to go forward in faith together. Praise God for every one of you. I'm going to pray for you. Dear Father, I just pray that you would bless this congregation. Thank you, Lord, that they do care, that they love their families, they love their neighbors, they love Jesus most of all, and they just want to serve you. Lord, we're so inadequate. It's like that missionary said, there was a time whenever I thought I could do this, that I had what it took, and man, I learned very quickly, I don't, and I never will. Sure, I try to hone whatever gifts that you give me, and I try to read and study to show myself approved, but ultimately, if you don't show up, Lord, we can't do it. And so we're going to offer ourselves to come and just stand in the gap, and Lord, I pray, and I know that you're going to show up. And so help us, Lord, just to be available, to show up, to be used of you, to be faithful, to be truthful, to live out the gospel each and every day in love. Let everything we do be out of a heart of love. And I pray that you begin to transform our nation, one church, one community, one city, one state, one area at a time, as revival spreads across the nation. Grow the church in these days, Lord. And I pray that you would be seen for who you are. You are so awesome. And I pray that you would put the enemy in his place and reveal him for what he is. He is a liar and a thief and a murderer. It's who he is, and it's what he does. Now I pray you would expose him and show people that all these different ways are not leading to the same place. Only Jesus saves. And so, Lord, you save all who call upon your name. Bless this country. Bless our land to know this. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys for coming.